Welcome back to the Bring the Meal podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Sammy.
This is Heather.
This is Letty.
It's Desiree.
And we are four best friends sipping on mayo and vodka while we talk about spicy topics and raunchy experiences. Ooh. You may be thinking it, you may have experienced it, but we're going to expose it all. Meal Squad, tell us your similar experiences after the show. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bring the Meal. Drop a comment and a like. I'm going to pass it on to Leticia. Leticia, what do we drink tonight?
So tonight, we're drinking just the basic vodka and Mio. We are going to be, well, I'm doing the Acai Berry Storm. I don't know for those who have tried acai, but this tastes just like it. It's very fruity, very smooth. It's almost as close to a red wine. I actually thoroughly enjoy it.
No, it's actually, it's really good.
Is it good?
Yes, it's extremely good. It's not too sweet. I did about three squirts, and it's the perfect balance.
Like full body.
Yeah, it's very full body.
Squeak.
Desiree touching her nipples, full body.
Three squirts in how much vodka, though, and water?
Like, normally about a shot, right? Or we normally do two shots.
Three squirts in like eight ounces.
Yeah, three squirts in 8 ounces. So with that, I'm going to pass it to Heather. She's going to do a couple of the shout outs.
So this week, we are going to be shouting out a couple of podcasts that have shown us a lot of love. The first podcast is Out of Control Podcast. They have shouted us out on their latest episode, which was super nice. Thanks, guys. They talk about sports, urban music, and entertainment. Their podcast is really awesome. They the quality is great. It's a fun listen. They're funny. Their vibe is good. It's really good. The next podcast that has shown us a lot of love is Basic Murder Babes. Super cute name. I love it. They have like a crime podcast, and one of their episodes, they talk about who's that girl that killed her mom?
The act. That one?
Yeah, that
one. The one who was like...
Yeah, Dee Dee Blanchard. Yes. Right, that's the mom. Yeah. So that was a good episode. I was like, oh, dude, I gotta listen to this. So they talk about really cool crime stories. So take a listen to them at Basic Murder Babes. And then the last podcast is Unpredictably Us. These are two girls that live in Arizona, repping the
A. Oh! A-A-A.
They gave us a shout out. They did Mio. And what did they talk about, Leticia?
So they pretty much talked about very different things. They're very into supporting small businesses and a lot about empowering women's businesses. So they actually introduced a lot of things. They talked about unpredictable things, like different random things. So they brought us up. They brought up Sticker Mule. They brought up Rebel Souls, Etsy. They just all about supporting women, small businesses.
That's awesome.
I think that's great. And we're actually looking to get together and collab with them as soon as Corona will allow it, since they're in AZ. So we're going to get together.
Ayo.
We'll give them the meal right.
Right? We are going to be collabing with a few podcasts in the next coming weeks. Friends with Benefits podcast, Pop Into Politics, and Double Shot Connection. So keep a lookout for those. I'm going to give it back to Leticia. She's going to talk about our topic for tonight and what we're celebrating.
So tonight we are celebrating Heather's man's birthday. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday.
So also we are celebrating his birthday, and also going to be talking about love languages. But just to kind of again get a little bit more into what we are all about, Bring the Meal. Again, we wanted to cut down on those carbs, cut down on the sweetness and the bad hangovers. So again, we bring the meal wherever we go. The club, vacation, on road trips, you name it, we do it. Our houses.
Quarantine.
So if you are bringing that meal, shout us out. Tell us where you brought it. We'll be happy to shout you out as well. We want to know what you're drinking, where you're drinking it at. So kind of to get into the topic tonight, again, we were talking about love languages. How do you like to be loved? How do you like to be showed love? How do you show love? So there are 5 different love languages. There's quality time. You like your significant other to make time for you. Words of affirmation. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me I'm gorgeous.
Tell me I look skinny as fuck. Yeah.
Mine is, tell me I look tan.
Right? Tell me my nails look great. No. Words of affirmation. Just, I just went over that one. Physical touch. Just liking to be touched all the time. A little hand hold, a little tickle here, a little butt grab, anything.
A little finger in the butt.
I was going to say, like, a little finger up the asshole. She's like, oh. Wild.
And then there is gifts. Obviously, that one names what it says. Giving gifts for any significant reason. Flowers, a little jewelry, chocolates, whatever. And then acts of service. I know a lot of us do the fucking dishes, do my laundry, wash my car, clean out my car. Little acts of service that is going to take the stress off of you and make your day a little bit easier. So why is these love languages so important? So I know a lot of us, it takes into consideration the way we want to be loved, the way we show love, how relationships are going to work out, and if they are going to work out. So you need to understand how your significant other also, what is their love language, because it works both ways. So mine is definitely physical touch. I do like to have that physical touch to let me know that you feel attracted to me, that I make you horny, or, hey, I just want to get it on. Like, that to me shows, like, hey, I'm so attracted to you, I can't keep my hands off of you.
Her face is always
in something.
In something. In the balls.
In the balls.
In the balls.
In the dick. Maybe asshole. We haven't heard that.
I have not done the asshole.
You haven't eaten asshole?
No.
Have you? The gooch.
No, I had my asshole eaten.
Oh, God, the best.
No. I've definitely done, like, the gooch close to the asshole, but
like,
not
the... Like,
lick
it. What do you
lick
do?
It. You
it's
lick
just the
it.
Area between know. The balls and the asshole.
Yeah. It's, like, very sensitive.
Should I use my vibrator?
No, there? You should lick it and then, like, give him a blowjob at the same time. Yeah. Like, slowly work your way
up. But
what
if you accidentally get the butthole?
What if you get the butthole?
I mean, as long as it's clean, it's just, like, I've accidentally, like, my tip of my tongue went to the butthole.
Oh, so she has the butthole.
You licked the butthole!
It wasn't a full, like, it was, like, a tip touch.
Just the tip.
So, physical touch, again, is my big love language. What are your guys's? Sammy, what is your love language?
My number one has switched. It used to be acts of service, and now it's words of affirmation. Des, what's yours?
Oh, physical touch.
Forever?
Forever and always.
Same reasons as mine, or
even
different?
Even if it's a handheld, like,
always
if we're holding.
Forever.
Like, yeah, like, okay, it's simple things like you're driving and his hand's, like, just on your, like,
thigh.
I don't like knee touching, but, like, on your thigh, like,
touching.
That makes me, I'll just, like, grab their hand and, like, put it there if they're not. Like, I love that shit. I love physical touch. Always. Always. Yeah. Never enough.
But why do you love it? Because I know for me, is it
mine
kind
is,
of the same thing?
I like feeling wanted.
Exactly. Okay.
And admired. Heather?
Mine is, acts of service.
Like, what do you like about that?
Like, what's your favorite act of service?
Mine is if I'm, because I work really long shifts, so if I have, if I'm in the middle, like, of a work week, and I have a lot to do, it will be the best thing in the world if Jamie would just, like, do one thing for me. Like, make our son's dinner and lunch, and have my lunch packed. Like, that would mean the world to me.
Birthday boy, are you listening?
It, like, takes time off of your stress so you can relax when you get home.
And that means he's thinking of
you. Yeah, and that means that he cares about me and my time and my night. So, yeah, definitely. Like, and then if he, oh, my gosh, what gets me is if he vacuums.
as long as he's vacuuming.
Oh, my gosh. Like, because that to me is, like, 100%, like, I know you don't like to vacuum. He hates cleaning. He hates it. But the fact that he will do it for me and do it without me asking,
oh my gosh,
that's
dishes.
It.
Turned
on. That's
it. Do you think that's now, like, or were you always like that?
I've always been like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a struggle at first, but then he was just like, you know what, that's what she wants, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
totally.
So he understood
I love that.
It.
Yeah.
He understands
yeah.
that.
What would you say that
it.
You think Jamie's love language is?
100% Jamie's love language is
physical touch.
Yeah. And I made him do the quiz, the one that we all did. So I made him do the quiz. And it's actually kind of funny because when we were talking about this topic, Des was like, Heather, this isn't a fucking book club. Because I was like, I haven't read the book. I don't know anything about it. And so I'm like, you know what? F this. I'm going to download the book. I downloaded the book. I listened to it in like a day. And then Jamie's like, well, I want to listen to it. So Jamie listened to it. And so we both listened to the book. And I think it really helped us because the past 2 weeks we felt kind of disconnected. And we were like, we're going to take advantage of this. And we're going to find out what our love languages are together and figure it out. So I don't know. It just kind of felt like we just couldn't get on the same page about things, and we've just been off. So we decided to listen to the book, and it was like perfect for us. And I think it's funny because I feel like my girls always know exactly what I need when I need it in my life. Yeah. And I feel like when they suggested, let's do a topic on love languages, I was like, yeah. And then, like,
she's like, what is this? She actually
was like, I'm not going to talk about it.
At first, they were like, all right, Heather, what the hell do you want to talk about? Do you even want to be in the fucking episode? I'm like, I'll send this one out.
So dramatic.
Have Jamie come in as a guest appearance.
I'm like, I'll send this one out. And so, anyways... we did it. We read the book, we did the quiz, and we spoke about them. We assumed we knew each other's love language, but I don't think I really gave my like full commitment to fulfilling what Jamie's love language has been. I like always kind of knew his love language was physical touch. When he did the test, he got physical touch as number one, and his words of affirmation was number two. And it makes sense because lately he's been saying things like, I need positive comments from you, Heather. I need, like, you know, you to tell me, like, things are going to be great and blah, blah, blah. And it all, like, kind of clicked in my head. So for me, I always thought, like, oh, physical touch, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I know Jamie wants sex, blah. Like, every
again,
guy.
But again, physical touch is not just yeah. sex. Yeah.
So, like, every guy just wants physical touch. That's what, or physical touch and sex and blah, blah, blah. That's what I always freaking thought. But I figured out that, like, I have to, like, speak to him in his love language mm-hmm. and what's physical touch for him. Like, it might not just be sex. And so after reading the book, I was like, this makes fucking sense.
Because your love language with physical touch is different.
And so I'm like, listen, ladies, I'm a motherfucking love expert now.
She really detests that.
She had research.
And I get this shit. And so, for example, I need to ask Jamie what his ideal touch is. And I asked him, and his response was not for him to ask me to initiate things, give him random signs of affection like hugs and kisses, holding his hands randomly, back rubs, hands through his hair. One thing I always he always like used to get on me about was when he came home, me giving him like a hug or a kiss as soon as he walked in the door. And I'll be honest, I wasn't the best at it, and I feel like sometimes I still need to be better at it. So that's one thing I learned from the book, is that just because you say, oh, my love language is acts of service, my love language is gifts, my love language is physical touches, but it's like, don't just assume that,
you know what it
physical
means.
Physical touch is sex. Only.
Yeah, or acts of service. You want someone to go out and get you dinner or gifts.
Hand
you,
and foot. Like,
yeah.
Hand and
you
foot.
Want someone. You,
it could
you
be plugging in your phone.
It could be something.
At the end of the night.
Yeah, it could be something so simple. So I think that knowing love languages and understanding them is so important in a relationship. I think that one thing that is really important is you have to be willing to speak that love language to your partner. And I think for a long time, I don't know if I was truly willing to speak that to Jamie. And after reading the book and us both understanding it, we were open, we were honest, we talked about it, and he gave me, X, Y, and Z, this is what I really like. So I am now willing to take that next step to like speak his love language to him the
way
he wants
it. Which again, like communication is so big in a relationship.
So communication, openness, and honesty are the key in delivering the love language daily.
Yes.
So I totally think it's worth it for couples to look into it, whether you're married, not married, or just dating, any situation. It's a great tool to better understand and connect with each other. I believe in a relationship, you have to make sacrifices, and one of the sacrifices is loving someone the way that they want to be loved. I don't believe a person just can love someone the way the other person wants. I believe the person chooses not to.
It's like that expectation. If it's not met, you just give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of relationships fail. So relationships take time, effort, and lots of communication sacrifices. Jamie's, like I said, Jamie's love language is physical touch. And I used to think for years, like I said, it was just, you know, I can't give him that all the time. And
did you
I
feel
struggled.
Like you thought Jamie just wanted to have sex every day?
Yeah, I literally thought if I just gave him sex every day, that was going to be, like, that's what he wanted.
That will fulfill his need.
Yeah. So we struggled, and I was like, I can't do this for you. Like, that's not, you know, who I am, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, like, I always, if I don't get a kiss as soon as he gets home, I said, hey, where's my kiss? And he'll come over and give it to me.
That's how, and like I said, that's how Jamie is when he walks through the door. He wants me to, like, greet him with a hug and a kiss. And for years, I'm talking years, like, we've been together for 7 years. For years, probably half our relationship, I was like, why does it matter? You're home, I'm home. Like, I don't understand.
I said hello to you. Yeah. I acknowledge your existence.
Do you think that has a lot with how you grew up, though? Because I know 100%, for me, grew up and me and my mom hugs, kiss, cuddles all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it says in the book because I'm a fucking expert.
And she wanted to not be in this episode.
It talks about that, how if you're in your childhood, if your parents give you the love language of physical touch, then you are going to give physical touch. But say your partner is not physical touch, say your partner's acts of service, but you didn't grow up learning acts of service. So
I
then that's
that
how 100%. you have to be willing to learn how to give acts of service. And that's how I feel. I feel like me growing up, like, I mean, my family is, I don't think as touchy-feely as Jamie's family was. Like, they're from New York. Like, I feel like everybody's hugging everybody.
And kissing everyone,
You know, it's just like...
We're all family.
It's like, that's how it is. And so, it was... I was taken back a lot. And I had to learn to give him what he needs. So, one thing I do think is that for... the love languages, it's not just relationships. I think it's really important for, like, friendships too. Friendships, for instance, like in our friendship, as we were learning about our love languages, it all started making sense in my head that, like, Leticia, she's, her love language is physical touch, and this girl is always giving us, like, neck massages.
Yeah.
Neck massages.
Actually, Leticia, while you're sitting here.
Like, back massages and stuff. So I'm like, makes sense. That's what she wants. And so I'm like, maybe we should touch her more. I don't know.
You just see Heather. She's like,
yeah. Why are you rubbing my leg?
We're like, this is not what you wanted.
Like, I'm kind of into it. That's all right.
Just no knee touches. No.
My knee
No knees. So it goes hand in hand, like, with relationships and friendships. Like, if you want to maintain a good friendship with your girls, whatever, even between guys, like, you should really understand the way that they speak love.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's my take on it in my relationship. And we're celebrating my man tonight, so.
Thank you, Dr. Heather, for your input on love languages.
Yeah. And Dr. Jamie, wherever you are. Yeah.
Yes, and so slide into our DMs and let us know if you need any advice, because I'm here. And
don't worry, for the Mio Squad, she won't charge yet.
That first
consult
free.
Is free.
Yeah, first consult is free. I'm a love expert, anyways. Sammy, you're single, so I think it's different. You being single
on the verge.
Yes. Fuck you guys.
You heard it here first.
Dun dun dun.
So, I think, so my love language, like I said, it actually changed from acts of service to words of affirmation. And the last time I took the test, I was in a relationship and I am single. So I think kind of makes sense. So, like, now that I'm older, I am looking for a relationship with a little bit more substance. And I think, like, my man needs to know how I accept love. Like, I previously mentioned, you know, it's important to know your partner's, like, how many times they want to have sex a week. And, like, that's really important. And then, like, love languages is really important as well. So if I feel like if I had a partner that was physical touch, that showed me love with physical touch, like, smothered me, I would not be happy.
Isn't that how your last relationship was?
Oh, fuck.
A little bit. My ex was physical touch. And, I mean, obviously, he's my ex-boyfriend. So it didn't really work out. So I think that's, like, a big misconception about relationships is, like, you assume that your partner wants the love that you want. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, like, I'm sure, like, a 24-year-old is not going to understand love languages, he should give it a try.
Acts of service, just make me some pancakes.
Yeah. It's going to take you a long way. So, I mean, I joke around a lot that I'm, like, anti-kid, anti-getting married and all that stuff, but I'm not as anti kids and marriage, I think I'm very anti-shitty partner. And to me, like, acts of service, like, you have to be an equal partner. Yeah. So I think, like, for me, that's why I always thought I was acts of service, because I wanted a partner that was going to be equally involved.
No, and definitely when I first met you, you did talk about marriage and you did talk about kids. So yeah. I definitely can see so how much changed.
I'm not as anti-family as I seem. but I guess because I'm single and I've actually lost a lot of weight this year, I think... My
Sammy,
love
you're gorgeous. She's looking beautiful.
So fine.
She's looking bomb as fuck.
Words of affirmation, guys. You hot ass baddie.
She's the affirmation of the, what is it, the fire emoji?
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Right? So I am single, and I actually started a new job. So I think
new
that's
beginnings.
Where...
New beginnings.
She's feeling herself.
Feeling herself.
So I think those two... things are really playing a big factor in my new love language switch.
So what was the love engineers?
I mean, so,
the
yes.
love language of the engineer.
I made the engine. So the engineer and I have actually been spending a little bit more time together. He's not my boyfriend. Relax.
He just made her a brownie a la mode. It's fine.
Yeah. And there was a ring in it. No big deal.
Not her boyfriend. They're not together.
If you're listening, we support it.
We just love her.
I mean, guys, we're quarantined. Okay. Gotta have fun. Okay.
She's gotta do what she's gotta do.
We gotta get through the year. So I've been talking to the engineer more and more about the podcast, and I'm like, yo, I need research. Can you take the love language test? And he got quality time, which makes a lot of sense.
Like, you've been giving him that.
Because he's needy.
He's been asking to hang out with her.
Which is fun. You better remember this when you go back to school.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying, in like 5 weeks. But it makes sense because I used to talk to him about like traveling, like, you know, how do you vacation? And he's like, I don't like to do touristy shit. Like, I'm not going to go to Paris and like go up the Eiffel Tower. Like,
that's
not my
Sammy
thing.
That is Sammy in a nutshell.
Like, that's what I love to do. But he's like, no, I just want to go visit my friends and family that live places and hang out with them there. So it makes sense that he's quality time.
Yeah.
So can he make quality time with you in Paris?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I will go to Paris and then
we'll
you
make
can come
time
later.
Quality.
Yes. So his love language is quality time, so I'm definitely down to just like hang out and do nothing, because really we can't go anywhere, so that's really cool with me. Like, I asked him, like, yeah, what kind of quality time do you enjoy? He's like, I like to just like, you know, hang out and watch a movie. Like, that's just fine with me.
He just needs to hang out with you, quality time. Yeah. And then like,
but
tell you how beautiful
you are.
But when
things start opening up, do you think that'll change? Just because I know you are definitely someone who likes to go to the pool. We like to go to pool parties. We like to...
We'll do that in 2025.
Yeah. 2025. In 5 years from now, when we're allowed back out.
Right.
We're almost out of 40.
Yeah. When Arizonans specifically are allowed back out, I think.
We're still in timeout.
We'll do stuff.
We're still in timeout.
Yeah.
We've been too naughty.
I guess. I don't know. But I think... The thing about, like, love languages is, like, it shows you how to be intimate with each other.
Agreed.
Yes. So, I think Desiree did a little bit of research on intimacy, so she's going to drop some knowledge for us.
Okay, so, I obviously, physical touch, you guys have heard me countless times. I love physical touch, all that stuff, but I really, really love intimacy as well, because quality time is also there with my physical touch, so I feel like they all kind of go hand in hand. So, if you don't know... Intimacy is vulnerability, openness, and sharing. So I did some research because I'm just into Googling stuff, let's be honest. So what I didn't know that there are different types of intimacy. So you could have experimental intimacy, which is like when you're doing activities, that's how you bond. So it's like you and Jamie went to Sedona this weekend. Like, you guys were bonding over hiking. Like, so it was activities that bonded you. And then... emotional intimacy, which is my favorite.
I feel like that's us.
Right? Literally. When you feel safe sharing your feelings around each other. I'm a very open book, so when I feel like I can trust you and open up to you, like, that means that we're bonding on another level. I think that for relationships, for friendships, it's huge to be able to share your deepest, darkest secrets, not be judged. Like, I remember for Sammy's birthday, we all got really intimate and got emotional, and it was like
there were tears involved.
Yeah, and it unlocks situations and like relationships that you never thought you could have, and it deepens it. And it's like,
I feel like that brought us closer. It brought us
so close, and it sounds so gay.
It was kind of weird because, like, we all cried.
And then we're like, what the fuck?
There was a lot of alcohol involved.
Yeah, but it was, like, great.
2 or 3 a.m., and we were like, all right, I love you guys.
Sitting on the edge of the tub.
We're like, kumbaya in the tub. We're, like, throwing up. I remember we threw up with the same
thing. Yeah. We all took turns.
We were taking turns throwing up, crying, talking about our lives. And what we, like, rotated around the fucking, like, toilet.
We just needed a campfire. It was great. But, like, so I really like the emotional intimacy aspect. There is also intellectual intimacy. When people feel comfortable sharing ideas, opinions, that kind of broadens not only for our friendships. That's why we have the successful podcast. Like, we can shoot the shit with the opinion. Same thing in relationships. If you have an idea or something like that, being able to express that to your significant other is super huge. And then obviously sexual intimacy. So when they engage in sensual or sexual activities. So that alone can bond you, like, deeper than ever. But it's not always about sex. Like, it's any type of sensual activity. So it's like...
Give an example of sensual for you. Like, what... Not sex, so, like...
Like, massages.
Okay.
I think, I mean, obviously, you could give that to your friends. Thanks, Leticia.
You're welcome.
But, like, I feel like being touched by someone that you really care about is completely different than a massage at, like, a place. Or you, like, because you can feel the emotions towards them. That kind of sounds silly, but...
No, it makes sense.
I mean, I can feel
it. Did you, like... So, like, you were up in Sedona with the vortexes, like, the sunsets. Like, did you feel like it was more intimate than, like, when we were camping?
Yeah.
It was just a little bit different.
Yeah, like, we were, like, sitting on the edge of the mountain looking out, and I even told Jamie, I'm like, don't you feel, like, a sense of calmness right now?
You're like, I love you.
Because there's, like, no obligation. And no obligations, right?
Well, yeah. And he looked at me, he was like, yeah, I kind of do. But you know, like, vortexes, it's, like, where the energy in the earth is, like, different and more. It's, like, pulls more or something. Yeah. So that's, like, a huge thing with the Sedona. So I made sure that we did a bunch of hikes with vortexes, and we were literally just sitting there on the edge of a mountain, and I was just like, don't you feel a sense of calmness? I felt so weird.
Like, you just feel good.
yeah and it felt amazing that I was, like, with him too, and
I was experiencing it together.
So it was like, it was a real intimate moment.
So I think that that's really,
I mean, you said you were there for 40 minutes, so, like, were you guys talking or just, like, relaxing and just enjoying each other's company?
Or were we fucking?
Yes.
Is that what you were gonna ask, Leticia?
No.
I'm just
kidding.
She's like, was it sexual or sensual? Which one?
Part two, fucking on a cliff.
Well, like, did you do other?
Well, you know, she closed that ring.
Right?
I did see you close ring.
Our last episode was about sexcapades, and Jamie and I are known for that, and I will say, no, in Sedona, we did not add to our list.
Wow.
Sedona's trails are a little, they're like high traffic trails. There was one place.
She didn't want the audience.
I mean, we weren't trying to get arrested.
She's not Leticia.
Right?
But you do love hotel sex, so I guess.
We got it in the hotel.
Got it. You still made up for it.
A lot. Yeah. So it was good. It was good.
So I like that, like, sensual versus sexual. Like, everything doesn't always have to be sexual. So just keep that in mind. Obviously, with intimacy, like, there are things that are going to hold you guys back in your relationships and your friendships. So, like, fear of rejection. That's a huge one for me.
Same.
control issues, past abuse, abandonment issues. So how you guys could kind of work on that in your personal life, even if you're single. Obviously, I'm single and I have these issues. But if you're in a relationship, if you're semi in a relationship, like some people named Sammy, just building it up. Be patient. Be just open to communicate with your partners, with your friends, with yourself. Like, start easy, grow from there, respect your guys' differences. At the end of the day, intimacy and love languages really play an effect with each other. So just know how you love people, how you want to be loved. Be open to communicating. Like, I need to be loved by, like, literally holding me and tell me I'm pretty. Like, I used to tell my ex that all the time. Hold me, tell me I'm pretty, and that's the golden gate, like, key. You know what I mean?
I feel like it kept you forever.
I feel like that fear thing, too, of rejection, I think that's why we're physical touch. Like, if you don't want to touch me, that's 100%. A rejection.
100%.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? So, yeah. Yes. Like, you don't find me attractive, like, that is a rejection.
Oh. Totally. All the time. Yes. Be like, what? You don't want to have sex? You don't, like, do you not love me? Like, am I not pretty enough?
I know with this whole, sad. Like, lately, I know for me, I'm trying to lose weight. And so, like, me with those body images of like, hey, I don't feel comfortable or feel very attractive. I need you to help me feel attractive mm-hmm. because I know I need to lose some pounds. And you not touching me makes me feel like I'm not wanted. Oh, so that's a fear of rejection because it's like you see yourself a certain way. And when someone else is kind of playing into that, that even adds to that even more so.
And that Jamie and I struggled with like rejection too, where he would come on to me and I'd be like, I'm not feeling it tonight. I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And you didn't even think that it was.
Yeah. And eventually he just stopped asking.
Yes.
And I'm like, so what's going on? And then we would talk about it. And he's like, well, I need you to initiate more. And I'm like, well, fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like, so it's been a struggle. And I think that's 100% like communication.
It always boils down to communication. Yeah.
And having that, like, effective communication. Because you could be communicating and just, like, in one ear, out the other and not taking them into consideration.
Like, actively listening and working together.
Yeah, and that goes back to being willing to show your partner the love language. You can communicate to someone a million times over and over again, this is what I need, this is what I need. But if that partner's not willing to deliver...
It's never going to work.
Like, it's going to be around in circles all
like,
the time.
When you said, like, is it about how you grew up? Like, I'm Asian.
Are you?
Also, clarify, it's not, her name is not Samantha, it's Lotsami.
We just call her Sammy.
But, like, you know, obviously we didn't grow up hugging at all, telling each other we love each other at all. So, like, my ex and I really struggled because he was physical touch. And I'm like, I don't want to touch you. All the time, like,
and you grew up in a very large family too.
Yeah, I can't just like, I don't want to like sit on the couch and just like be hugging the whole time. Like, I don't want to cuddle. I don't like, and it's, I struggled because I was like, you know, I understand this is how you accept love, but like, it's going to take me time.
Yeah,
so there has to be some sort of compromise. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's what the book says. The book she comes.
The doctor has spoken.
The doctor is back.
let me just say. Okay, so it says if you're in a relationship, you should write down what you think your love language is, and then put the rest in order, and then write down what you think your partner's love language is, and put the rest in order, and then you guys should get together and talk about it, and then like. You tell your partner, here's three things that I would like to receive, how I would like to receive love. So, for instance, mine would be acts of service. I would love for you to make my lunch for work. I would love for you to give our son a bath. I would love for you to do my laundry on the days I have to work, things like that. And then, for instance, Jamie's is physical touch, and his was initiation, massages, and like holding hands. So I guess there has to be some sort of compromise. Like not always, like, so if you don't want to be on the couch hugging, maybe you're okay being on the couch, like with your hand on his leg or whatever the case is. But I feel like everybody should read that book.
Yeah, honestly.
Or listen to the book.
If you're with someone.
Yeah. We're like a motherfucking like book club now.
We are not a book club.
What book are we doing next, y'all?
I actually did have a new book.
I'm ready.
It's something about not giving a fuck.
Oh
yeah, because we don't give a fuck.
Is it Rachel Hollis?
No, but I have that one too. Girl, wipe your face.
Yeah.
Girl,
wipe your face.
She's good.
Or wash your face.
Girl, wipe your face.
I guess that's like speaking to me. Like, your face is in everything. Maybe you should just clean it up.
Oh my God.
Squirrel has spoken.
Okay, let's start to wrap this one up. So, I'm a big believer in the love languages. I think we all are. I think it's really important to understand and not just communicate but also comprehend, because you can tell somebody that you need something all day, but if you're not hearing them, it's not going to be worth it. But I really believe in the love languages. I mean, I made the engineer take the fucking test.
He's in love because he did it.
I know. Seriously, they're like in love. But I think it's really important, Sammy, that to know that your love language isn't always going to be the same.
It could change.
People go through seasons, so it's important to always be open and communicate about it. So, like, if, you know, yours isn't always, like you said, yours changed.
Mine changed.
So people go through seasons, and with your partner, just communicate. I think it's really awesome that this week we brought it down a notch from, like, raunchy shit. And we're not talking about, like, gangbangs and shit this week.
That
threesome.
Our vibrators did not make an appearance.
My bad. Because
we do talk, I think on this podcast, we talk about a lot of intimate stuff. Yeah. That a lot, we expose a lot of stuff, but it's also important to get to the root of it, which would be a love language.
And communication. Yep.
So, you know, we're like smart cookies. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, keep listening to us. We got this.
Talk about sex, but we
trust
also
me,
talk about
we're on the same
love.
Journey with you.
Yeah.
We're on the same journey.
So, all right, Mio Squad, drop a like and a comment, slide in our DMs, let us know what you think, let us know what your love language is, let us know if you struggled with your friendships, your relationships, and what you think.
Don't forget to subscribe and like us at Bring the Mio on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And we're out.
Bye.
Bye.